Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Terry Green, who's a general manager with Rubenstein Contract Carpets in Portland, Oregon. Terry, how you doing?
Very good, Kim.
Let's get a little background on you. We're going to talk about this Portland, Oregon airport carpet, which has really been almost iconic. It's 14 acres of carpet. I did an interview earlier this year with Mark Harmon at J&J about the carpet itself, but you're the company that's putting it in. Just background on you, you've been with Rubensteins, which is a commercial contractor out in the Washington, Oregon area. You're a StarNet member. And you've actually been there 31 years, right?
Yes, 31 years as an employee.
And the interesting thing about this is the old carpet that's being pulled up has been down 28 years, and you worked on that project as well, didn't you?
Yes, correct. It was one of my earlier projects, as you can tell, from 28 years ago.
Yeah. A couple of other little backgrounds thing. The customer who's hired Rubenstein to do this project is the Port of Portland. They own the airport. And it is 14 acres of carpet, which if you convert that to yards, how many yards is that?
That's approximately 80,000 square yards.
And the old carpet was actually a woven Axminster carpet, and the new carpet is a beefy built, very dense tufted carpet, right?
Correct.
And the old carpet, the design in it, I mean, it's a teal. It's obviously dated in color, and the design of it is the appearance of the runways from the air, right?
Yes, at the time that was the vision of the design, was how it looked from the control tower.
And the new carpet they're putting in is an updated color of green, and they've also updated the diagram to kind of show what it looks like now from the air, right?
Correct.
Now, one of the things that's interesting is when the new carpet came out, as I said earlier, this is a social media craze right now. This old carpet that's coming out is very popular. There's bike helmets, there's a beer. There's tennis shoes. There's even a lady who's putting this on her shoulder as a tattoo. So why do you think it's so iconic and popular?
You know, Portland's one of the few places that has carpet throughout their airport, and it just caught on with social media, people getting on and off the plane, taking pictures of their feet and posting them on the web, and lightning struck. It's amazing.
There's a little bit of a care story, Carpet America recovery effort, because of the carpet that's been pulled up, a lot of it has been returned to vendors who are cutting it up and turning it in some type of product, right?
Yes, we've returned approximately 8,000 to 10,000 yards of the original carpet that's been worn for 27 years to vendors, and they're making area rugs, purses, coasters, most anything, framing it to put on your wall. People are clamoring to get their hands on this old carpet.
Now, the new design is starting to catch on now, and there's actually some companies that are interested in some of your cuts, and they're considering making area rugs out of the new design, right?
Yes, we're seeing a real interest in the new. We actually have people every night begging us on the job site when we're removing and installing to get pieces of both the new and the old, and we cannot hand those out. It has to go through it. Proper chain to get out into the public's hands.
All right, so it's almost like an NFL licensed product. They're controlling it and don't want it to get out. Is that right?
Exactly. They want it to get out only through the method they select.
All right, let's talk, for the landheads that are listening or the carpet experts, let's talk a little bit about the different constructions. We mentioned earlier that the old carpet, which lasted 28 years in a heavy, heavy airport traffic flow, was a woven Axminster. And this product is a tufted product, but you're telling me that it's 50 ounces, so it's extremely dense, isn't it?
It's incredibly dense. Yeah, 50 ounces, cut and loop, packed in, just extraordinarily tight. And after a year, because we've started this project a year ago, it appears that it's wearing and holding up very, very well to the traffic.
And we're thinking that this is probably made of nylon 6 because it's J&J's fiber, right?
Correct. Solution dyed fiber.
As far as the state of it, there's 14 acres total. You've done 13 acres. So how much longer until this project's finished?
We essentially have one more month to go and 1 acre to go. We've had 25 guys out there since mid-January working 9 until 4 in the morning.
Interesting. And one of the things that that Mark brought out when I interviewed him earlier about this is this product had to go through some pretty strenuous testing before it was approved by the Port of Portland, didn't it?
Yes. The port's been working on the design and the construction for 5 years and finally came up with the magic formula in both.
And actually, Lou Migliori was involved as well to verify to the port as a third-party objective resource that this was a quality product.
Yes, Lou's been involved throughout the construction design of the project and comes out and visits the job site to make sure that we're performing as we're supposed to be. And to the best of my knowledge, is very, very pleased with the end result that we've produced.
All right. And so in a month from now, this will be completed. Will there be any kind of ceremony? Are you aware of?
I'm not sure what the official ceremony will be. There's going to be a ceremony in about a week because we're going to be removing the last piece of the iconic carpet, and the press wants to be out there to film that and shed its tears over the loss of the iconic piece and welcome in the new.
All right, great. Well, Terry, thanks for an update on this. Good to talk to you about the change out of the PDX iconic carpet at the Portland Airport. Again, been talking to Terry Green, who's general manager with Rubenstein Contract Carpets, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloraDaily.net.